With a look at Montana news, I'm Steve Jess. The Environmental Protection Agency says it can't remove all asbestos that presents a potential health risk to people in Libby. Hundreds of the city's residents have died and thousands were sickened by asbestos dust from a now-closed local W.R. Grace vermiculite mine. The EPA today released a proposed long-term management plan for the 300 to 500 remaining properties that still need cleaning. Project leader Rebecca Thomas says asbestos would be left untouched only where it poses minimal risk of human exposure.
We might have contamination sealed behind a wall inside of a home or a commercial business. It doesn't pose any exposure now under current land use, but in the event that there might be a small fire or the property is renovated, that contamination then might be encountered. And again, these institutional controls will help manage those future encounters.
Institutional controls are people or agencies that will help residents figure out how to best handle contact with asbestos. The vermiculite mine itself is on a different cleanup track than Libby or Troy.
We are just in the process of completing the remedial investigation there. W.R. Grace, the owner of the mine, is working on that investigation, and that characterizes nature and extent of contamination. And we are just starting now what we call a feasibility study, and that will look at a variety of alternatives to clean up the contamination up at the mine.
Thomas says the EPA will continue its presence in Libby for another 3 to 5 years. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality will then take over. A 60-day public comment period on EPA's proposal begins May 8th. Speed limits on rural interstate highways in Montana will increase to 80 miles an hour this fall, but the cost of a speeding ticket will go up too. Governor Steve Bullock signed Senate Bill 375 on Monday. The new law will increase speed limits from 75 to 80 miles an hour on interstate segments outside areas with 50,000 or more people and where the Department of Transportation deems it safe. Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, and South Dakota are the only other states where cars are permitted to travel 80 miles an hour, according to information from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Fines for exceeding speed limits will also be raised under the new law. The law will take effect October 1st, after the summer driving season. A Great Falls woman has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for causing the overdose death of her one-year-old grandson in 2013. Tracy Ann Harless, who's 50, was sentenced Monday to the maximum penalty for negligent homicide. Court records say Riley Padilla died on July 28, 2013, of an overdose of the narcotic medication oxycodone that would have been fatal for an adult. The boy's autopsy also indicated the presence of cocaine. A convicted murderer from Seattle now faces charges of transporting a large quantity of methamphetamine to Missoula with plans to sell it. Police say 34-year-old Lavelle Cotton drove 1 pound of methamphetamine and a few grams of cocaine into the city with an accomplice last Thursday. Charging documents say 1 pound of methamphetamine was tucked into a Tupperware container underneath Cotton's seat in the vehicle. The state's top education official said on Tuesday, Montana is unlikely to reach the required participation rate in student achievement tests this year. Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juneau said she expects between 82 and 92% of schools to participate following technical problems with a new online testing system. The 2001 No Child Left Behind Act requires 95% of schools and students to participate. Deputy Superintendent Dennis Parman said it would be the first time Montana has not reached the goal. Juneau made the testing optional for school districts on April 15th after software glitches delayed some students from taking the first standardized tests under the Common Core standards that Montana and about 40 other states have adopted. Montana's governor vetoed a bill Monday that he said would have created a task force to study the transfer or sell-off of public lands. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock rejected the act that would create a public land task force to study state and federal land management. It was the only major public lands management bill that made it through the 2015 legislature, despite the backing of Republicans who added to their party platform last year the transfer of federal lands to the state. Republican Representative Kerry White of Bozeman originally introduced the bill as a transfer of public land feasibility task force, but the final version removed that overt language. The Montana Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected a resentencing request from a man convicted of killing his high school classmate in 1979 when they were both teenagers. Barry Beach had argued that his 100-year prison sentence should be ruled unconstitutional after a Supreme Court decision barred mandatory life sentences for juveniles and ordered judges to consider the youth of an offender before imposing a life sentence. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.